I don't think very many people are actually seized of the urgency of this. I think because the UN seems very far away for most of us. But, you know, there are two things at the moment that are really deeply concerning. So on the one hand, you know, yes, because of particularly the role of the US, but actually quite a lot of other countries also not doing their bit, the UN is seriously underfunded and looking at having to make quite serious cuts. But actually because it's only, missing a couple of $100 million, right? Pretty small in terms of the national budget of lots of high-income countries, but big in terms of absolute amounts of money. And, you know, and you can see how that will impact very quickly on lots of people's employment, for example, but also on the organisation's ability to do stuff. But look, at the same time that the US in particular is effectively imposing deep cuts on the UN, the US is also blocking, in practical terms, all sorts of measures for progress and pushing through some quite regressive positions on things like women's rights. How this country, or rather this country's current administration, is being allowed both to starve the organisation of funds and to continue to exert a completely disproportionate amount of power is slightly mind-boggling, right? And this doesn't feel like a position that can continue. Surely it can do one or the other, but not both. But ultimately what it points to, in some ways, is, you know, that we need to accelerate something that should have been happening anyway, which is thinking about how the UN becomes self-sustaining. It cannot survive because good organisations do not survive on voluntary donations, because donations bring with them influence. And that's as true for an organisation like the Tax Justice Network as it is for a government. We know that governments that are more dependent on tax respond more to their own populations. Governments that have large natural resource wealth or aid flows become increasingly unresponsive to their people. For the UN, we need to think about countries making payments on a tax-like basis and with a social contract, countries having benefits that stem from their participation and therefore having some incentives to take part in that. But if the UN continues, as I'm afraid it is currently, to look at private sector financing solutions for development and indeed partnerships for itself, rather than seeing the literally hundreds of billions in revenues lost to avoidance and evasion as an obvious place for it to find the relatively small global budget that it needs, it's kind of condemning itself to going further down this road. I think the people working on illicit financial flows need to start making the case very strongly within the UN that there are revenue streams here that would allow the organisation to have a basis of reserves, at least for a kind of independence that would stop it getting back into the situation that it's got into now through the extreme behaviour of the Trump administration. Maybe there can be a silver lining if this kicks off some structural changes that make this impossible in future. But right now, everyone should be sounding the alert and asking their governments, their own governments first of all, if they've made their contribution, because so many governments haven't yet done their bit.